Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We've got some news on the beleaguered Northern Pass project. That's the Baker administration's marquee $1.6 billion clean energy project that would bring hydropower from Canada to Massachusetts through New Hampshire. Now, that you'll recall, Eversource Energy has proposed the project, and that the transmission lines, those transmission lines that would, again, come from Canada, they were very controversial in the Granite State. And last week, New Hampshire state commissioners blocked a key permit for the Northern Pass. In fact, the entire process has been plagued by questions of transparency and fairness since the region's three main utilities, Eversource, National Grid, and Unitil, helped write the clean energy RFP. They judged the bids and helped select the winner, which was, again, Eversource. Well, just this afternoon, Attorney General Maura Healey is pushing the Baker administration to be more transparent about what's happening with Northern Pass now. In a letter obtained by Radio Boston, Healey asks Department of Energy Resources Commissioner Judith Judson to, quote, explain in writing and release to the public any decisions the state and utilities now make about the future of Northern Pass. The AG also asks that the state gather together the dozens of other failed bidders by February 16th to explain what's going to happen next. So there's that update on this very complicated story. But I want to take a step back here because really the issue at the heart of all this is that per state law, utilities get to decide on what happens to a project that the utilities themselves got to bid on. Well, Bruce Moll, editor of Commonwealth Magazine, has been following the story and joins us now in the studio. Bruce, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay, so this is so complicated, but I feel like it's a vitally important thing for us to all understand. You're reporting that where we stand now, the state's three utilities are going to decide the fate of Northern Pass and not necessarily the Baker administration?
Well, I think that's what the letter you're talking about. The Attorney General wants to make sure they get into the room and they have some say
exactly
in this process. But the outline of how it was supposed to work never envisioned that the winning bid would be encounter major turbulence 1 week after the selection. What was supposed to happen was the utilities go into a room and negotiate contracts with the winner. They'd each negotiate contracts on behalf of their customers. And what happened is now they go in and that bidder is no longer, you know, the same as it was because it lost this permit that everyone was confident that it would get. And so now they have to decide what to do. Do they go to a plan B or do they stick with them? And as I read the law, the utilities make that call.
Yeah.
But I think the Attorney General is saying, no, our reading of it is that you need to get the Baker administration in the room, too.
Right. I mean, as you report, again, in Commonwealth Magazine, there's actually nothing in this state law or related regulations that does explain how the utilities are supposed to reach an agreement, right?
Yeah, you don't know whether they go in and since Eversource is the biggest, whether they get a majority vote or is it, do they just have to agree? Or there's no explanation of it whatsoever. And in fact, I was just emailing with the woman who works for Eversource but works on the evaluation side of the company because they ostensibly keep the two arms separate during this process. And I was asking, do they go to a location, the utilities, and decide what to do or how do they vote or, you know, how does this work? And I'm sure I'm not going to be told. So
it's a secret undisclosed location, to use language from a previous time.
Right.
But I guess what I'm wondering is right now, I mean, the Attorney General's letter today says that maybe by February 16th, everyone's going to have to get in the same room to understand how the utilities will proceed. But we're supposed to have a contract for the actual power negotiated by March 27th. I mean, does that seem realistic at all?
Well, if you go to a plan B, I mean, theoretically, they must have, you know, you would assume that they ranked the projects in some fashion. So it may not be a complicated process to go back and say, what's our plan B here? I think the big, and then you'd have to accelerate the process to move to contracts quickly. But the big decision is, do you move on from the first choice because of what's changed now?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a huge political decision, really, because all the projects have variables. None of them are ready to go and just, you know, sign on the dotted line. They all have variables. And Could be a problem.
So that's interesting because, of course, the thing that Eversource said or promised about Northern Pass is, you know, with the exception of this one key permit from New Hampshire, that the project was essentially shovel ready and would be up and running by 2020, which is a really important deadline, right? Because the Baker administration wants to meet its clean energy goals by 2020.
Yeah, and it was probably a year or two ahead of any other project that would take longer to go through the various construction processes that would be involved.
Yeah. But your article in Commonwealth was so interesting to me, though, because I come away with this one question. Because you quote Priscilla Ress, a spokeswoman for Eversource, who indicated to you that no matter what we just talked about, the utilities may not be driving this process.
Yeah.
She said the process is being led by DOER and your questions are best directed to them. So who's running the show here?
I think that's a good question. So, but just to be fair, she sent me that note right after the Baker administration sent me a note saying that the utilities were going to make the decision. And then I think subsequent to that, the Baker administration released a letter to the Globe that said, okay, you need to make up your minds, but by Friday we want an answer.
Uh-huh.
And then presumably everybody would get involved at that point. So there's a little new, you know, it seems like they're all looking at each other a little bit. How do we do? What are we going to do? You know, how do we do this? I think is probably going on behind closed doors.
Is this any way to run such an important project? I mean, I don't mean to make light of this because the goal here, the very laudable goal, was that the state of Massachusetts was going to come up with a way to have something like 17% of our energy load being provided by clean sources by 2020. It's a great goal, but here we are. It just seems like that is definitely in doubt now.
Yeah, that's in doubt, and the stakes are incredibly high because of the money involved and because of the – and this is a 20-year contract, so – so these companies have been scrambling for months now trying to get a leg up on each other. And now the one that won the bid has, you know, encountered obstacles, major, major obstacles. So everybody's starting to scramble again.
So we'll see what happens. Bruce Moll, editor of Commonwealth Magazine. We've got his links to his articles on Northern Pass at radioboston.org. Bruce, thank you so very much.
Thank you.